When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, and welcome to Y'all Gay Podcast. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton. And we're starting with P. Diddy. We're going to JoJo Siwa.
We're hitting up Jesus.
We're hitting up Jesus.
We're sticking up to Jesus.
Yeah. You know what? We're taking up for ourselves.
We're talking about eclipse rituals.
Always talking about getting donged down.
Always 100%. You're going to learn about power donging. We may or may not get canceled in this one.
Yes, and this one might be the one that cancels us.
And we do have the power to edit this out. But we won't. We trust that you'll get what we're saying. And we trust that you...
And if you don't get what we're saying, maybe just, like, you could just stop listening and not cancel us. That'd be cool. But, like, we might get canceled.
But mainly it's, like, a warning for JoJo Siwa.
Yeah, it's, like, actually really just good advice from, I don't want to say elder dykes, but I guess we are compared to JoJo.
JoJo.
Yeah.
Well,
we just made eye contact and felt sad about our age, and we hope you love this episode. And P. Diddy,
fuck you.
Fuck you.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Ooh, my friend, my friend, my friend. Hello, our friends, listeners, my friend.
My friends, my listeners.
All of our good friends out there, my friends.
My friends. Whenever somebody's like, you don't have any friends, and I'm like, I have almost 100 on Patreon.
Okay? Yeah, we almost have 100 friends on Patreon. And when we get that 100 friends on Patreon, we're going to be doing some live recordings with our Patreon friends.
Once we get to 100, we will do it, y'all. Oh my gosh, y'all, I don't know if you know this about me and Ever, but, like, we're really good at pop culture.
Some would say we're, like, pop culture experts.
Yes, yeah, some would say we're, like, pop culture, like, icons. And
I would say some people would say, Allie, and I think I've actually heard it, that you and I actually foresee pop culture trends, and we are in the know immediately. Like, people look to us for their pop culture news.
That's right.
People have said, like, Allie and Ever, like, they are so trusted, and their opinions are, like, on it. Their opinions are my opinions.
Yeah, like, when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
Like, are like, wow, Allie's wearing those jeans on sale from an Instagram ad, you know? That must be what everybody's doing. And it is.
Yeah, and it is. And that's what's like, it's, you know, listeners, like, while we're honored and we do this for the love of it, like, we do it for, you know, the game, we do it, you know, this is our livelihood. Other, you know, like, other people's business portrayed as news, like pop culture is our business. And it's a heavy burden sometimes, because Allie and I want to have our own lives, but we're constantly you know, and I'm not complaining. It's a beautiful life. It's a wonderful life that we have. But as like your pop culture representatives, it's a lot. And we do this because we love you
so much. We love you so much. And we want you to know the pop culture news.
So like, we want you to know all the news.
Like, have you heard ever that Tupac's not dead? It's really
Tupac is not dead.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. And he's actually coming back to kill P. Diddy.
And P. Diddy deserves it for being a sex trafficker.
And an abuser. Can I say that on this pod?
Well, he is. He needs to watch himself because he has already sex trafficked. That is horrible. And he's going to burn in hell if he comes after the gays as well.
Well, he's also severely abused, sexually assaulted, and killed people. I just meant rather, can I say that Tupac is coming back from the dead? He's not dead, to kill Sean P. Daddy Combs.
I think you can say that about Puff Daddy.
And I don't think that that's a rumor. I think we've just dispelled a rumor. I think Murder Genos.
We only come with facts. So all of this has been fact checked.
Run it through an AI.
My dad loves to Google, and he checks all our facts for us.
Mm-hmm. And Jerry's a lawyer. Murder Genos, you heard it here. We fact check everything.
Everything.
And y'all. Jerry's a lawyer.
So he knows. What other pop culture news are we bringing our Murder Genos today?
Murder Genos, we have to talk about JoJo Siwa. And if the internet tries to cancel us, y'all are thinking it and we're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Allie and Ever. Bear, bear, bear. We got that dog in us.
So, y'all, JoJo Siwa has the number one, I guess, rated video or whatever on the whole internet.
What?
Yes, I just saw with JoJo Siwa's Karma is now the number one trending video on YouTube worldwide.
Oh no, JoJo Siwa absolutely roasted over racy video.
By who? Who did it?
Well, that's from news.com.au. Y'all need to get a grip.
Karma's a bitch, and I should have known better.
Oh, I haven't listened to it.
I sent you the whole, have you watched the music video?
I watched the interview.
Interview?
I watched the interview you sent me.
What? I thought I sent you the video too.
Oh my God. Well, let me watch this video right quick. Oh my God. What is this? We're on an island. Okay.
I've been a what? So raunchy.
But still feels Disney.
It's horny Disney?
JoJo Siwa's new video is horny Disney.
Horny Disney.
It's horny Disney, y'all. Great dancing in this video.
I mean,
great dancing.
JoJo can break it down. JoJo can dance.
JoJo has been known as, oh shit, JoJo is on the yacht rail and just fell into the ocean.
Like this.
JoJo, get out of the ocean. JoJo. Y'all, so it is the most watched video right now on the internet.
On the internet, the most watched. It's a very...
Now
sexy.
She's coming out of the ocean like a Loch Ness monster, bitch. What is going on?
A Loch Ness
on?
Monster ready to fuck. That's
she,
what JoJo
she did it
was.
For fun. She did it for fun. It was a secret.
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, I don't get fuckboy vibes from JoJo Siwa.
JoJo Siwa is trying to be a fuckboy, but it's like, JoJo, it's obvious you care a lot. Like, JoJo Siwa has already gotten... her future children.
She is humping.
I know, but hold on. You got to hear this.
Wait, I can't. I'm watching okay. this. They are like fucking in the water in their bedazzled
I know.
Suits.
And their bedazzled
what?
Suits with the face makeup on.
Whoa, and the bedazzled face? Lesbians, are we doing this now?
Lesbians, we can't be bedazzling our face, okay? We're gonna cut up some clits.
Dude, we cannot cut up these clits with these
We cannot spice. Be out here with these rhinestones on our face cutting clits,
cutting up
y'all.
Clits, y'all.
unless that's what you like.
baby, as my couple partner, will you be JoJo Siwa? And can I be the girl in red? The Loch Ness Monster in red?
Yes, you can.
The red Clitmus Monster.
Clitmus Monster.
What the fuck? Now they're licking each other?
Oh, yeah.
This is Disney.
And I think this song, I think, is about JoJo's ex that, like, they just went to Disney a lot together. Is what I remember.
So horny Disney.
Karma's a bitch.
Horny Disney.
It is.
Horny
it is,
Disney.
This new video is horny Disney. JoJo is so horny. And you know what? I want to snap back at some people. I want to snap back at some people that came after me when JoJo came out.
And y'all, we're not saying anything bad about JoJo Siwa, except that she's Disney horny and this video is insane.
Listen, we're not saying anything bad. JoJo Siwa is just Disney horny and this video is insane. That's and all like, we're saying.
It just feels like there's so many wide shots, mm-hmm. whatever. I just feel like I need more grittiness, JoJo Siwa. It's still so polished.
Mm.
It's still so – I'd love to see what's behind the bedazzle, JoJo.
It's like you could tell, like, on this 5'6", 5'6", lick, seven. And 7'8", hump.
And one of the girls had a long tongue. Mm. Long and pointing. And I said, that's my clip buster friend right there. What'd you call it?
Oh, clip buster Sally out there.
Yeah. Better call the old clit buster. Shit. Fuck Ghostbusters. Busting clits out here. Could you imagine that thing coming up from between your legs? Like, babe, ow! Looking like a lizard. Looking like an iguana.
I couldn't imagine JoJo with that hair and the face paint and the rhinestones.
I would go down on somebody wearing face paint. I would love...
But somebody, would you want that face paint in your kwee-kwee?
In my kwee-kwee? Is that a French cuisine?
It's a cooter, man.
My kwee-kwee.
The kwee-kwee.
My hoochie-coochie. My cha-cha. A kwee-kwee.
We might need to take this out, but all that face paint was black. Like... What if you came up and then instead of blackface, you had black pussy? That's not okay. That is not okay. You got canceled for doing black pussy.
Should we just try it? Because y'all know what we mean, right?
Y'all do know what we mean, right? Like we can all agree blackface is horrible. Okay, blackface is horrible.
And if you're letting somebody wearing blackface go down on you, you're horrible.
We're not saying JoJo was wearing blackface.
Please stop saying that we said JoJo Siwa was wearing blackface. Please. We never said JoJo Siwa was wearing blackface.
Stop coming at us. We have never said JoJo Siwa was wearing blackface. We said JoJo Siwa had a large amount of black paint and makeup on her face,
and
but in
spikes.
The shape of a star. So it's very different.
Like
but
Gene
we
Simmons.
Are saying,
yes,
just like Gene Simmons. But we are saying if JoJo Siwa, with all that black makeup and paint, went down and ate your pussy, that could be very offensive because you would have a black painted
black
pussy.
Black face pussy.
A black face pussy, and that's just not okay, guys.
And if she's eating your pussy right, you know that her face paint's getting smeared even more.
Oh no, that's really bad, JoJo.
JoJo.
If JoJo went down with the star and came up in blackface, that's horrible. All your pop culture news right
it's
here.
Right here.
You ever spank your own ass to get your day started?
Sometimes.
I did this morning. I really do.
I think we're both in shock that we're about to get canceled. We could edit. We could choose to edit that out.
Honestly, we're not going to. Somebody will laugh.
Y'all don't tell JoJo Siwa we said all this.
No, because we really didn't want to have her on the pod.
Hey, as your pop culture news digest, mm-hmm. don't tell JoJo Siwa we said all that stuff. Actually, we will tell JoJo Siwa ourselves.
Because
we're looking out for her, and we don't mm-hmm. want any of y'all coming at JoJo Siwa saying that she is doing something offensive. And we need y'all to keep JoJo Siwa's name out of your mouth. Yeah, she did say Elvis was an innovator.
And that is so not true.
And so was Michael Jackson. Now, she was a Michael Jackson Elvis, you know, stan in a video. And it's like, JoJo, I hate to tell you this.
Recently? Tell her what Michael Jackson did? Do you think she doesn't know?
JoJo, do you know about... Well, she might not know because she's still out here doing blackface. And she's saying Elvis invented rock and roll music.
No, it was not.
JoJo Siwa, it ain't the 60s, bitch.
JoJo Siwa, Elvis stole his sound from black musicians.
Yes.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this way.
And the moves,
yeah.
And they certainly left that out in the movie, didn't they?
Yeah. I went to see that movie with my mama, man. She was like, and she just kept looking over at me and going, "You'll never fully understand." I'm like, what?
What?
She's like, Are you watching this? And I'm like, I'm watching it. And she's like, "You'll never fully understand how great he was."
Have you seen the Little Richard documentary?
No.
Oh my God. It is heartbreaking.
No way.
And it's so educational. This man was so talented, super flamboyant. He was causing like an actual movement. JoJo Siwa, that's who started the movement. And when we bring JoJo Siwa onto this podcast, we will apologize. But we will also gently say, but he like came out of the closet and then he became a reformed Christian. He like went back into the closet and then came out. But these record companies were giving a lot of black artists really shitty deals, like Little Richard. Then they would tour black artists and Little Richard, it talks about this, and bands like the Beatles and the Rolling Stones would open for them and open for Little Richard. Mick Jagger stole a lot of Little Richard's moves and sounds. And when Little Richard, like towards later in life, won some award, like this Lifetime Achievement Award, he calls them all out. It's phenomenal.
I love that.
So JoJo Siwa, unless you want that to happen to you, you have to listen to us.
You have to listen to us.
Because we're looking out for you.
Did you know that JoJo Siwa has her future children? She's already picked out the names of her future children and had them tattooed on her.
That feels like some shit you do.
I just want to get a tattoo that just says Randy. Somebody's like, "Who's that?" That's my future son right there, Randy.
This one's Dwayne, and this one's Little Momo.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Wait, for real? For real?
Mm-hmm. And does I'm like, JoJo, that might change, because I remember picking out my children's names when I was like a teenager. Mm-hmm. And like, I wanted to name my kid Crystal, which I don't anymore.
No offense to all the crystals out there.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I actually don't know if I'm ever going to have a kid, but if I did, I wouldn't name it Crystal.
I would never name my kid Crystal.
And I was certain. I was certain as a teenager my daughter would be named Crystal. And what if I got that tattooed? I would just have to name her that.
Why would you not name your daughter Crystal right now?
I think it sounds like a stripper. Not there's anything wrong with being a stripper. It just wouldn't, you know, I would be like, oh, you this know, I'm going to encourage, I'm going to encourage, you know, my kid to, you know, maybe go into dancing, maybe medical school, if, you know, those things don't interest her. And she's like, I just want to be on the pole. I will support her.
I will always support my daughter in the pole, or my son in the pole, or my they in the pole.
Yes.
I got two bomb ass names picked out for my kids.
Let's hear it.
No secrets. It's only for me and my wife to know. Dude, you think I'm going to have
you?
A call?
Do I even know
you? I'll text you.
Thank you.
But I don't need all you little riffraffs out there.
Still in the names?
Still in the. I already got a cool name. You think my kids aren't going to have a cool name?
I would name my kid after you.
And I would name my kid after you.
It's okay if you wouldn't. I feel like you probably wouldn't.
Allison Crystal.
Your name's really cool. My name's fine.
Sometimes I forget that your name is Allison.
It is. Allison Brooke Clayton. Initials ABC. I had it on my LL Bean backpack. ABC.
This is a lot of initials right now.
Yes, ABC. So I just think it's really funny that I had it on my backpack and I'd be walking around learning disability school. I wonder if all my teachers were like, she loves the alphabet so much and she still can't read.
She loves the alphabet so much and she still can't understand it. But look at her go. Look at her try. Bless her trying. Heart. Okay, so when people are like U-Haul lesbians,
mm-hmm.
red flag lesbian moves.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel if you were on a date and they were like, these are my babies, I'm gonna mm-hmm. have, I mean, that's the ultimate manifestation. I'm sorry, I've changed my mind. JoJo Siwa is out here manifesting and visualizing on a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
JoJo Siwa, I think from the video, from the views, from the discussion, is on a whole other level.
Yes,
is on the next level. So, yes, I would say in this moment, JoJo Siwa is an innovator.
Oh,
a trailblazer.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you were sleeping with someone and you said, what are these tattoos on you? And they said, they're my future children.
Mm-hmm.
What if the babies don't look like that? Is it her babies or the baby's names?
Baby's names.
But not like the actual face of a baby.
No.
I thought JoJo Siwa had baby faces tattooed on her body.
No, just the names, from what I understand. But can I go back and just tell some people to go fuck themselves?
Oh, yeah, you can always go back and tell people to go fuck themselves, Allie.
Okay, so people, when JoJo Siwa came out, I believe she was 17, almost 18, okay? I made a little tweet about it, because if you don't know this, JoJo Siwa for years has had a line of very big bows. And for years, that was her thing, wearing huge bows. Now she's Disney horny and does not wear bows anymore. But I made a tweet and I said, lesbian community, we need to let JoJo Siwa know that when she is ready to go down on a girl, that big bow's gonna get in the way. It's true. And a lot of people liked it, and then a lot of people said I was a pervert. And I'm not gonna say I'm not a pervert, because I am a little bit of a pervert in many ways, but not in that way. Mm-mm. I wasn't a pervert about that.
No.
That was true. That was just good gay advice I was given.
I would agree.
Thank you. And can we stop acting like teenagers don't have sex?
Teenagers have sex. Allie was having sex as a teenager.
I was.
I was not. I didn't even know sex was an option at that point. I didn't know it was an elective I could have been taking.
JoJo, like, does this make me cool?
I was like, you guys are having sex? Guys, you can't be having sex. Oh my God, you're having sex? We're not supposed to do that.
Christian campaigners. My Christian campaigners leader.
Now, is that like FCA?
Well, it's like we would meet and talk about the Bible and we would go on like Christian campaigners trips.
Okay, so y'all just called it something different.
Yeah, we would meet at Bojangles in the morning and mm-hmm. do a Bible study over biscuits, you know. And she told me, because I was like, look, I want to be a Christian campaigner, but I'm not a virgin. And she was like, and then she was like, well, you can be.
Ooh, yeah.
I was like, I can? She was like, you can be. All you got to do is write a little note about how your body is just for your husband. Put it in a box and give it to him on your wedding night. So just never have sex again until I give my husband this letter in a box that's like, my body is yours.
Interesting, because...
And that's how you get your virginity back.
That's okay? How you get...
And that was from a Duke divinity student.
She's gay.
I would love if she was gay.
Dude. All you have to... Yeah. Give your... You're literally giving your box.
Mm-hmm. You're literally giving your box to your husband.
Well, in mine, it was always like born again Christian meant you were born again virgin.
Yeah,
they were not implementing some sort of witchcraft, some sort of pussy, some sort of pussy witchcraft going on right now.
But to be like, you can be a virgin.
Hey, come here. They don't tell you about this in the Bible, but I trust me.
Trust me, you're just gonna want to put this little letter in a box. Give it to your husband.
They don't teach you this until divinity school and college.
At Duke University.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love, because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Did you know with Babbel, one 10-minute session for 3 weeks is like one semester at a university?
Y'all, we're about to get so smart now that we're using Babbel.
This is not even an ad, but you will hear us say ads, but we are.
Yeah.
Like, Babbel is really efficient.
Yeah.
And I will say this time, listeners, we wrote a script for it.
We wrote a script. We worked really hard on this most recent ad, and it was much better. Ever, do you have anything to say?
Do you hear that sound? That's the sound of learning. That's the sound of Babbel. It's Babbel, baby.
It's Babbel time, baby.
It's Babbel time, baby.
I feel like we should play our promo swap that we made, and the fact that as soon as we sent it, they were like, no.
Yeah, y'all. We
worked so hard on this.
We were like, Okay, like now, like Wizard is like so awesome. That's who's like producing her podcast now. Shout out to Wizard Radio.
Radio.
But we're supposed to be doing like ad swaps and promo swaps. And we recorded one months ago. We're brand new to this. We don't know what the fuck we're doing. It sounds so bad.
It does not sound good.
It does not sound like us at all. So last night, we spent like an hour.
I know.
And we gave them two different things.
Should we read the script?
Yeah, I think that we should.
I mean, we worked hard on it. If it's not going to get used.
I mean, I'm going to put it in the episode, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, we should.
Oh, shit. Lincoln Webb just reached out to me.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, my God. I wish I hadn't opened this email right now on the pod.
Why did Allie, you open
I'm so
the email?
Stressed. I'm so stressed.
Well, I don't know what this is or what you're talking about.
Let me just, like, read it because I was going to our Google Docs to get our script. This is LT0AWeb@hotmail.com. Ever Maynard, hello, this is Legan Webb. On behalf of the student loan department, we tried to contact you at your home and did not hear back. Your student loans, one word, have been marked as eligible for forgiveness under the new 2024 guidelines. Your case number is #15067 and your file remain open in my system for only one more day. Oh my God. If you could please give your dedicated eligibility line a call. Thank you so much, and we hope to hear from you soon. Lincoln Webb.
Have you ever really used Lincoln Webb? Do you know what this is, or is it because it's at Hotmail? Why are you crying? Isn't that good if you got things? What's
yeah,
wrong?
Yeah, but it's like, I didn't even go to university, and I didn't even know that I had student loans, and to know that these loans are going to be able to be forgived. Like, just with Babbel, everything is just opened up for me.
Dude, that was good. I thought you were being for real for a second.
Yeah, so fuck y'all. I can't act. So y'all, we like worked so hard on this script. We spent a good hour writing it and doing our takes. And we were so proud of this.
Okay. Y'all, so this is the ad we made. We sent it straight to our producers and they immediately said no.
They said, we like the first one better, you fucking weirdos.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Ever.
And we're the host of Y'all Gay Podcast.
We're two Southern queers that love making people laugh, specifically gay people, because we're gay.
We like to make straights laugh too, but only if they like gays. And if you're a straight that doesn't like gays, well, you can go on and get.
And if you're a straight that does like gays, well, you can go and get it. You can get my hole.
We hope y'all like hearing about sex, because we talk a lot about sex.
Because we both had sex.
With women.
Because we're gay.
So join us every Tuesday for a new episode of Y'all Gay Podcast. I mean, I think it's gold.
I think it's gold.
I wonder if it's the holes, mentioning the holes.
But we did We did a clean version. Let's do the clean one.
Okay, fine. We'll do the clean one.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here I go. Hi, I'm Allie.
And I'm Ever.
And we're the host of Y'all Gay Podcast.
We're two Southern queers that love making people laugh, specifically gay people, because we're gay.
We like to make straights laugh too, but only if they like gays. And if you are a straight that doesn't like gays, well, you can go on and get.
And if you're a straight that does like gays, y'all can get it.
We hope y'all like hearing about sex, because we talk a lot about sex.
Because we both had sex.
With women.
Because we're gay.
So join us every Tuesday for a new episode of Y'all Gay Podcast.
The clean one, we just took out the whole stuff. But
yeah, the clean one, we just said don't get in the holes. But
but we do talk a lot about sex.
We talk a lot about it.
So, like, we want people to be like, who are these, like, horny reptile gays? Like, how do we... Who are these trailer lizard gays, man?
We are trailer lizard gays, man.
Trailer lizards, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, let me hold up a mirror to you, JoJo Siwa.
Karma is a bitch, and bitch. I should have known better, JoJo Siwa.
Wait, so was she writing this song in the perspective of, like, she's her ex? And what her ex did to her? Or did she fuck around on her ex?
No, I took it as what her ex did to her.
So
now now I'm a swamp monster fucking all these girls, and you ain't got shit. Look at that karma.
Yeah, look at that karma.
I ain't going to Disney World with you anymore.
Okay, but can we talk about this move where she throws the woman on the ground here for that, and then, like, jumps on her and Magic Mike humps her?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't...
It's like the real full, like, the entire body.
Body? Role. But it's like... I would not like that if a partner was just, maybe I would, like WrestleMania style fucking, erotic wrestling. But I'd be like, ooh, baby, you're jumping on me like that. A big pound, a big fuck like that, a big thrust.
Well, I mean, you do like to get donged down now, so you probably would like that.
I think maybe I should try that before I talk. But if I'm trying to, could you imagine if I power donged like that? I would kill a woman.
Power donged. Whoops, we're talking about sex again.
Could you imagine, though? That's a finisher move.
Yeah, I'm just like, that's gonna go on my new dating profile. Looking to get power donged.
Big power donged energy. I want women to be like,
dude, I'm great at laying completely flat.
And I'm really good at power donging. I am the active. Something happens with all these little thrusts. It's like charging up. It's like, and then boom. One or two big power dongs.
One time.
Go ahead.
I know Ever and I are just best friends, but I mean, we are also couple partners. So we have. They have donged me before, and you remember the time you power donged me so hard I shot straight through the wall?
Yeah.
That was wild, man.
That was wild. I know I hurt you a little bit, and you were in that brace for about a week or two, but you have to admit that was pretty cool.
I mean, I didn't know I could go through drywall like that.
I didn't know I had a hydraulic press in my hips like that, but I do. I do. People are like, where do you get your confidence from? Power donging.
Power donging, man.
You think I'm shot putting out here for fun? Uh-uh. That's a warm-up for dong. It's dong time warm-up. Some of y'all activate your crystals in the moonlight. Mm-mm. I have to activate my dong. I leave my dildos out in the full moon. And my strap on.
Today, I'm taking all mine out for the eclipse.
Yeah, I'm putting all my dicks out in the eclipse. I'm eclipsing my Dixon.
I show up to go to work with this, like, a magic wand hanging out of my backpack. Sorry about that. I just had to get my wand in the eclipse for a little bit.
It's a queer thing. Over.
It's queers a queer thing.
Queers will understand. All of New York City, all of the cities right now, all these dykes and queers strolling the streets with their sex toys out.
With their special glasses and their sex toys.
Yeah. I've got both of my, I got two dicks rolling around like a helicopter, chanting with my eclipse glasses.
Total eclipse of the dawn. Exactly.
Dude, we both need to be donging on the eclipse. Could you imagine coming at the same time during a solar eclipse? While the devil's comet is going through, I'm about to do...
Is that what they call it? The devil's comet?
No, there's another thing happening at the same time. There's a lot of planetary movement. And there's a comet that's going by that has like a blue tail and like a horn on it. They call it the devil's comet.
I wonder if that's why there was an earthquake in New York City.
Maybe Jesus is coming.
So exciting. If Jesus just walked.
What'd I say if Jesus what?
If he just walked into your house right now and said, I'm back, baby.
I said, bitch, where's my money? Where you been? Where you been?
Where you been?
Because I left you a lot of messages. I sent you a lot of text. Where you been? Because you're saying all these things. You're yapping mm-hmm. and saying all these things. You're writing it down. You're sending me these love letters. Mm-hmm. All your friends want to know where you been. But as someone who's supposed to be your love, you're supposed to have your love for me. You have all these promises. Give your troubles to me, blah, blah, blah. Why don't I have, I don't have any money, Jesus. And I'm trying to get on that screen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, this is why people stop. I'm going to be like, this is why people stop praying to you.
Yeah. I mean,
you've been gone.
Got to be honest. You just got to be honest with him.
And sometimes honesty is it's hard in a mm-hmm. in a relationship. Sometimes these difficult conversations. I wouldn't say honesty is hard, but it's like, you know, I guess communication and saying the hard things are hard.
That's true.
It's hard. It's a hard counter. So, I mean, I'm going to try to calm down my anger.
Okay.
And be like, hey, Jesus. Because I want to be like emotionally mature about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I want to like have space inside of me. I'm going to be like, you really hurt me. And like mm-hmm. what I just did. But I'm going to be like, hey, Jesus, like, it's interesting that you chose today to show up kind of unannounced. Like, you directly said you were coming by with the solar eclipse and the devil's comet, but you didn't directly reach out to me. And that felt really hurtful. And for you mm-hmm. to show up unannounced feels like you're really disregarding my time and my feelings. And like, I'm wondering why you thought that was okay. And Jesus, mm-hmm. like, I just feel like really led on and hurt that you're like, you know, all this stuff about like giving me things and forgiving me. And it's like, well, let me hold up this mirror because maybe you should be asking me for forgiveness for ghosting me.
Yes. I love that. Stand up for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it is to Jesus, stand up for yourself. And that is the message of today. And also I would say to Jesus when he came in, I'd say, wow, took you a while. Would be the first thing I say.
Wow, look what the cat dragged in.
Wow. And after that, I would be like, look, I want to have a relationship with you.
Okay, great.
Okay, I want to have a relationship with you.
I want to have a relationship, yes.
But Jesus, in the early 2000s, Assistant Pastor Tom said that it was bad to be gay, okay, and that all gay people were going to hell. He said that at church, and then I prank called him. But anyways, Jesus, he said that in your name, okay?
So is that true?
So is that true? Do you really feel like that, Jesus? And if you don't feel like that, then I need you to give Tom hemorrhoids. And then I'm ready.
Then we can talk.
Then I'm ready to have a relationship.
Because relationships take action. Like,
mm-hmm.
Actions.
Show me with your actions.
Show me with your hemorrhoids. Actions.
Yeah. I don't think that's too much to ask.
I don't think it's too much to ask. You've been out of my life for about 36 years. So Jesus, what's up?
What's up?
Like, it's hard to like see you because part of me remembers the good times. And it's like, right? Of course I want to be like blindly in love with you and blindly mm-hmm. trust you. But Jesus, I don't think you know how to hold my heart anymore. Like I've grown. And I'm wondering what growth you've done.
Yeah.
So,
I also remember Jesus in high school. One of the girls from my Christian campaigners group, we had a party at my house mm-hmm. and she fucked her boyfriend in the shower and everybody saw it. And she was screaming, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus. So that made me feel like that was also in your name, but it didn't feel very Christian to me.
Allie, I'm really wondering how everybody saw that.
Because, okay, so it happened. This is real. It happened in Bub's bathroom. And Bub's bathroom, the shower, had a glass door.
Mm-hmm.
So, and to get to what was called the gentleman's room, you had to go, it was above our garage, the gentleman's room. So you could get through it through the garage. Or you could go through Bub's room, through Bub's bathroom to like this like secret door.
And now, was the gentleman's room like a man cave, but for like
it was
pools?
Like the party room.
Okay.
So that's where we would sneak people in to have parties, in the gentleman's room. because mom and dad could not hear shit because they were downstairs. And so they had no idea. We would like sneak all these people in, and then we'd have these huge parties in the gentleman's room. But like one night we were like, oh, you know, where is, let's just make up a name for her. Where's Sally Sue and Randy? And, they were fucking in the shower and she was screaming, Jesus. And,
now let me ask you this. Was the shower running?
Yes. And like hands against the glass.
See, teenagers fuck.
Teenagers fuck. Okay.
And y'all know this.
You know this.
So yeah, JoJo Siwa probably fucked as a teenager.
Definitely did.
And if I knew that I could have sex and not feel guilty about it, I would have.
Yeah. I did it and I still felt guilty about it, but
teenagers I fuck. Still did it.
Mm-hmm. We do. We fuck. I say we, so I'm a teenager.
Yeah, that's true. We do fuck.
We do. Okay. We are teenagers.
We're fuck. Fucking. Well, we are like 14-year-old boys.
That is true.
So
that actually, we are like the 14-year-old boys that probably nobody would fuck.
But we're like, yeah, we fuck.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we fuck.
Yeah, we power-donged last night. I power-donged this chick last night.
Oh, my God. Like, this girl, she wanted it so bad, and I put my wiener in a queequee. What?
Dude, I saw it. Dude, I was there. It
did happened. You hear about it, man, when I put my wiener in the queequee?
Dude, I was in the other, remember I was in the other room? I was playing PlayStation.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, my bro is, like, in there getting the queequeed up.
Getting the queequeed up. Exactly.
Dude, we're the Queequee brothers. Wow. So they were really having sex at a Christian Crusaders.
No, not at a Christian Crusaders. We were just having a party at our house. But the girl that was screwing in my brother's shower was a Christian campaigner, was a part of the group.
See, Christian teenagers fuck. So
then I had to look at her over biscuits while we were reading the Bible a couple days later.
And being like, I saw you getting power donged.
In my brother's shower and screaming for Jesus.
I mean, so what happened? Did they just like put their clothes on and like get out? Like towel off or what? Did they finish?
Yeah, I think they finished their business and then
said, what's up? We're here to party.
Yeah, and then we just kept drinking Boone's Farm or whatever we were drinking.
Dude, that's so tight.
Thank you.
That's so tight. Boone's Farm, baby. Your shirt says war on women is over.
It's not, though, unfortunately. It was something Yoko Ono said. It says the war on women is over if you want it.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yoko Ono.
From that song, War is Over. If you want it. Yeah.
So that's what it's
Well, guess saying. What? Battle has what? Just begun. The battle has just begun.
Ugh, it's like
never ending.
Never. It gets worse. Like, it's like, oh, now we don't have reproductive rights.
And it's like, I don't, stop calling me a woman.
Who called you a woman?
People in my class yesterday. Mainly
Buddy.
Mainly this, like, guy. Who took the class and like, you know, when you see like older guys do comedy and they're just like so far from the mark.
Yeah. It was that.
And it was like just kind of like gross guy humor.
Mm.
I don't know how to explain it.
When you started the class, did you have people go around and say their pronouns?
Yeah.
Or did you say yours?
And he was like, you know, she and I know it's like a I know it's not it wasn't intentional.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think when I hear she or her or that girl or like minus when my mom does it or my dad, mm-hmm. like because I know that they have a good heart and they just don't understand it fully. But when I hear someone call me or refer to me as a female it or woman, it really like makes me feel sad and
well,
it makes me feel like I'm not being perceived the way that I think I am. And honestly, my dog right now, if I'm being completely honest in the pod and with you as my couple partner, it's giving me a bit of a body dysmorphia in a weight way.
Hmm.
Like, obviously, I've...
Because you feel, like, curvy or...
I feel curvy. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting, like, a lot of my muscles back. I'm getting, like, a lot of my muscles back. But it's really been fucking me up mentally. Mm-hmm. And not that there's anything wrong with being curvy or, you know, being... I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, for me, like, when people... This is a new form of, like... I don't know if it's dysmorphia. I wouldn't say that, but it's... I've never experienced this.
No, I think it
this.
Is, like...
Because I mean,
I know people that are non-binary or trans that have been like, hey, like, do I look curvy in this? Like, I think it's a common thing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you are...
I want to look...
You're like, non-binary, trans-masculine. So, typically, a male's body isn't, you know, curvy like a female. So, I think that makes complete sense.
And it's like the more and more it keeps happening, the more and more like I feel more and more sad inside. And I'm like, well, like I need to reframe my thinking and the way I perceive my body because I'm not mean to it, but I'm definitely like, okay, I need to get like more muscular and I need like bigger pecs and like they're great. My body's great the way it is.
It is.
And I've seen growth, but now I'm like, it's not enough because I keep getting called she or girl, that woman.
That's and it. Like
I've never been stronger. I've never been stronger. I mean, I haven't like, I'm power donging in the gym, my friends.
Yes, you are.
And now I'm like, well, it's not enough.
It's going to be okay.
So, Jesus, what are you going to do about that?
What are you going to do about that, Jesus?
Dude, I was so tired yesterday teaching this class.
Mm-hmm.
I taught my meditation class, y'all, at UCB, and it was fun. But... I don't think they really marketed it like that it was going to be meditation and holistic. So I was like, okay, do y'all know what this is? Like, it's not a typical stand-up class. Mm-hmm. I do teach a longer thing. This is like a snippet, but a lot of it comes from like loving kindness and meditation and like getting to know yourself. And everyone was like, oh, and I'm like, oh, okay. So this is going to be a new experience for all of us. Mm-hmm. And I was so tired. You know, when you're so tired, you hear yourself fucking ramble.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have no idea what I'm saying. I'm so tired and I'm probably still high. Like I was very high Saturday night. Yeah.
I ordered weed yesterday and we get it delivered from this queer, like female owned queer service.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of April, they give you a free eighth every time you make an order.
What?
I know. It was such a good deal.
Oh, because of 420?
Yeah.
Dude. Dude, we have to do a live recording on 420.
Yes, we should do that.
Or we should do like, yeah, fuck. We got to do another, or we could do another high recording.
Yeah, we could.
Or I mean, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
Dude, remember how we started this podcast out about pee today? It feels like we've gone through 8 episodes.
Y'all, I'm sorry I always laugh so loud into the microphone. I'm really trying to get a little bit better about not doing that. But Ever just makes me giggle, y'all. And sometimes
y'all
I
same.
Can't control it.
I can't control it either. That's why I just laugh real hard. Mm-hmm. We hope you're laughing just as hard.
We hope you're laughing just as hard. Oh, buddy.
What?
Buddy, we got some reviews.
Please.
Okay, so we got a really, really nice 5-star review. Here it is. I praise Clay daily for Allie and Ever. Of all the Southern gay icons, you two are the best. As a non-binary lesbian raised in the South, I relate so much to your comedy on the pod, and I feel so seen. Y'all are the right brand of weird and funny, and I ask Clay right now to make you successful and keep this pod around for a long, long time. Amen. P.S. Allie, I'd let you pop my pimples. Winky face.
So I have one as well. This is nice. Winky face. Popping those pimples.
I'll do it. I'll pop them.
I know you will.
I will.
Right on that groin line.
Thank you. Thank you, little freak. From this little freak to you, little freak. Thank you.
We love our little freaks. Mm-hmm. So this is from Kia. Thank you so much, Kia. And I can't read the title. I just see that it says, I'll just have to keep due, dot, dot, dot. If Allie and Ever could cure my butt disease by abstaining from recording their comedy podcast, and our savior Clay knows they can, I would have to choose a life of laughter and accidents because I couldn't live with myself if my healthy butt kept these smart butt lesbians from making their jokes. I'd probably die of clean underwear and sadness. That's so sweet. No one's ever called me honored. No one's ever called me smart. No one has called me smart.
Well, yeah, I was so happy to get some reviews and they made me really happy. So thank y'all for writing those. Thank y'all. And if you haven't written one, please write one. It really helps people discover the pod and we appreciate that.
We really appreciate that, y'all. We really appreciate it, y'all. We said it at the beginning. Oh my God, 18 hours ago. We're going to say it again. Hey, take a moment. If you can't afford the Patreon, please sign up. We're trying to hit those numbers so we can keep doing cool things. We are so appreciative of you. We hope you have a great gay day. Yeah, thank you. We love you.
Thank you. We love you, Gay Watch.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.